just beyond the river
and across
me.
Together. Our Father, we thank you this afternoon again. We thank you for the joy that you have placed in our hearts. Thank you for the Joshua generation and what you are planning, preparing, and providing for us to become. Lord, we thank you for all the various workshops that you have again engaged us. We are grateful to you. We thank you for the time of offering and all that you have given us to offer to you, even our praise, our worship, all of this, Lord, please take all the glory. Now, Father, we have come again unto you. The Bible says, unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. Now we have come, that you might break the bread of life to us again, and that you might give to us that which belongs to us, that which we require to become deeply rooted in Christ. Please bring it to us now. Holy Spirit, we ask that your word will come to us simply, it will come to us clearly, it will come to us, O God, at our various levels. Your word will mix with faith in our hearts. And at the end of this evening again, you will have visited us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Please be seated wherever you are. God bless you. Thank you very much. And this evening, we continue to appreciate our Father in God, the primate, who had been sitting over this meeting all through the time. And just like our brother that was conducting said, it's a privilege that he did not just say, gather the meeting, I'll come and greet you at the opening ceremony and I'll go back. He has decided that this is very paramount in his heart and something to do with all attention. Baba, we again thank you for this. Be an encouragement to us. God bless you. And Mama, the Lord will strengthen you. And all our archbishops and all bishops that are all here, we don't take your being here for granted. Thank you. I do appreciate everyone, even as we stand together to see a Joshua generation arise in our day. In the morning, we began to look at the theme exposition, and we had set the context for the exposition itself. We have said, what is the passion that is bringing this kind of exposition to us from the book of Colossians? We have looked at various issues that God will not have us overlook. We have now come deliberately to the point at which we need to start looking at that passage that is dealing with being rooted in Christ Jesus. So you will join me again as you take your Bible this time. We are now going to read from verse 6. We have come to a good place where we can start from that verse 6. Verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, verse 9, verse 10. We would like to read those 4 or 5 verses for this evening before we go ahead. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. May the Lord bless his word to our heart as we study together, even this evening, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, we are comfortable to start our exposition this night from that passage. As you have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord. And as we were looking at that in the afternoon or in the morning, we saw what is it to say, I have received Christ Jesus the Lord. We said it meant that the Son has set you free. He has given you a new heart. He has delivered you from being a slave and a servant of sin. We said, when you have received Jesus, the Lord, into your heart, it means then that he has come to take away our sins, and that in him there is no sin to sin. We saw that if any man abides in him, he does not continue to sin, because the seed, the nature of God, abides inside of him. And he cannot continue to sin because he is born of God. We concluded, say, and this, by this, the children of God and the children of the devil are made manifest. Just one matter. Whosoever is committing sin, we have known now, is of the devil. And whosoever is born of God does not continue to sin. But now we want to go ahead. I believe I should go ahead. Should I go ahead? We will now go ahead and begin now. How do you walk in him? How do you get rooted and built up in him? How do you get established in the faith as you have been taught, abandoned therein with thanksgiving? So there are a few things that our passage is beginning to introduce to us, which we are going to pick up again as the Lord will permit us very quickly. Now, when he says, so walk ye in him, what does that imply for us? As you have received Jesus Christ the Lord, so, that is, in the same manner, walk ye in him. And so we wanted to first begin to look at what does he mean when he say walk, W-A-L-K, walk in him. Walk ye in him. But in walking in him, you are rooted, you are built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abandoned therein with thanksgiving. Now, I would like you to take a little look at the end of verse 6. All of you that carry the Old King James Bible, if you have carried it, I would like you to note that verse 6 in the Old King James did not end with a full stop. Can you check your Bible? What did it end with? It's a full colon. Have you seen that at all? Yes. So when you end a sentence with a full colon, what you have said simply is that this statement I have made is a composite statement that needs further explanation. Are you understanding? So the full colon simply says, we will have to expatiate. We will have to explain what is the implication of this particular sentence that we have made. That is why, as the Old King James Version we put it, he had put it as a full colon. Now, there are other versions that will not put full colon, because they are likely to meet verse 6 and verse 7 to become one sentence. Because that verse 6, so walk ye in him, has some deliberate implication and explanation. So if we had wanted to just make it one statement or one sentence or we just want to break it into smaller sentences, then we will have stopped it somewhere and begin again in verse 7. But because, further explanation, a further implication, and a further understanding of that statement. So this night, I would like to look at what does it mean to walk with God, being rooted, being established, being firmly built up in Him. What will that apply, and how are we going to walk into it? That's our focus for this night. Now, walking in Him, walking in Christ Jesus, is a very critical lifelong journey when you have received Christ Jesus as Lord. When you are walking with somebody, what it means is that you are keeping in step with Him. Am I right? It means if he goes like this, you are likely to go like that. If he came to a junction and he turns to the right, if you want to walk with him, what do? You also turn to where? Fashion, I don't know. Oh, my master is not here today. Where is Peak? He has gone. My Lord Bishop, will you be acting lay reader? Thank you, sir. Yes. We are going to read that verse 6 from the Amplified Version. Can you read the New King James first before I get the Amplified Version reader?
You therefore, Jesus the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So walk in Him.
So walk in Him.
Rooted and built up in Him.
Uh-huh.
And established in the faith.
Yes, sir.
As you have been taught.
As you have been taught.
Abounding in it.
Abounding in it.
With thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving. Thank you. Now, if yourselves in union with and in conformity to Him. That was what I was just explaining. If you are going to walk with Him, this walking with God requires a journey together, a going together. And to be able to go together, you will need to regulate your lives and conduct yourself in union with Him, in agreement to go with Him. I said, when he decides to double his step, what do you do with your own step as well? Why? Why do you double your step? Because you want to walk with Him. Whensoever he waited, maybe he's greeting somebody. Do you say, you did not tell me that you are going to wait here. Me, I'm going. When you are ready, meet me up. Are you still walking with him? Eh? If you do that, what will have happened? You will have missed him. And you will not have known where he is going again. So the implication is that when he waits, what do? You wait. Even if you don't know why he waited, you will wait because you are walking with him. And so he said, walk, regulate your lives, and conduct yourselves in union with him and in conformity to him. But for us to achieve that, for us not just to be follow, who may not know what exactly we are doing. Verse 7 now begins to give us very, very important instructions. I said, as it has been said in the Old King James, what we are going to now read in verse 7, they are simply giving us dimensions, implications of what it will mean to walk with God. And the first thing that is coming out there is the word rooted. 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 And built up in Him. Now, I'm going to spend a bit of time quickly to deal with that. Rooted and built up in Him. Rooted. There are certain important things we need to talk when we are talking about rooting, about getting our roots firmly fixed. What are the peculiar things about roots? What are peculiar things about roots? Number one, the root of any plant is what forms the basis. I wanted to say that's what forms the root of the tree. But I know you say, but you have said root, now you are still bringing root. Let me say, the root of any plant is the basis, is the substructure, is the thing that is under it, that is supplying all the resources for it to grow and for it to keep standing. Roots is the major, please take note, is the major part of a plant. A plant has not yet died until you have taken off its root from the ground. Even when you see a tree that fell down, if the root is still in the soil, what did the Bible say about such a tree? There is hope for it. But there's hope for that tree. Even though it falls down, as long as its root is still there, it will sprout again. Hallelujah. When a man's root is deep down there, if nothing has tampered with his roots, there is hope for him. But woe unto that man whose roots has been tampered with. Something has affected the roots under. Even when nobody expects, what will happen to that tree? Tell me what will happen to that tree. Suddenly, it will just do what? It will just fall off. Or sometimes you will see it drying. You will see the leaves that used to be very green. They are now turning yellow. You see, what is happening? What is happening? It said, check the root. Maybe something has attacked the root. Do you understand me to that point before I go ahead? Now, number two. Roots. Roots do not grow upward. Where does roots go? Roots goes downward. So when you hear in Isaiah 37 or in 2 Kings chapter 19, he was talking about that the remnant of Judah might take root downwards and produce fruit upward. So let's quickly note the second point about roots. Roots don't grow up. Where do they grow? They grow downward. Now, permit me to tell you. Any plant whose outward growth is higher than his downward roots. Are you hearing me? Such a plant is a temporary plant. It's a plant that cannot last. It's a plant that when any vicissitude of life comes, it will dry up. Do you know there are certain plants that their roots are very, very small, but their outward growth is very, very tall? Do you know any of such plants? Corn, maize, vegetables, banana, plantain, okra. Thank you. You already know them. Now, in all of these plants that you are telling me about, how long does an okra plant last? 3 months. Highest 3 months. How long does maize or corn, how long do they last? Just 4 months. Oh my God, are you with me at all? Aha. What of banana? Do you know that all these plants I'm talking to you about, listen carefully now, how many times can you reap anything from all such plants? Only once. These are plants that die with their first fruit. Any plant whose root is shorter than its outward appearance is temporary. You cannot reap from it more than once. In fact, they die with their first fruit. The day you go and harvest the first bunch from banana, that is the end of that banana plant. Am I right? The day you go and take away the corn from that maize plant, what remains on that is finished. The day you go to take tomatoes or okra from that okra plant, what happens to that okra? Is dead. They can never produce twice. Where is their problem? Is their roots. As it is with all the plants I'm talking about, let me now tell you. So it is with any man, any woman, whose outward appearance is higher, bogus, than his downward root. All such people, they are temporary. They are not perennial. Do you know something? When you are praying for rain, we are asking God, send us the rain, send us the rain, send us the rain. Do you know that if too much rain falls, all the people that planted lettuce, all those spinach, what would they be doing? They will start crying. Do you know why? Too much rain will uproot them and sweep them away. If we are praying and a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit should come upon men and women whose roots are shallow, anointing will destroy them. So many young preachers who you appear to be zealous, but they have no roots under their feet. Even when power comes, go and watch them. The power, rather than use them for something glorious, is slaughter them. Their ministry can never endure. 5 years, they are gone. Few more years, they have disappeared. What is it that has happened to them? Even the anointing has overwhelmed them. They have no root. Sometimes you don't know why God is insisting that you must have the root of your life, which we are going to be talking about now. It's because anointing has weight. Anointing, it has what? Wait. When the anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming, it needs someone who can carry and bear the weight of it. But the weight that any particular plant can carry does not depend on the branches. It depends on what? On its roots. We are trusting God that Joshua generation, you are going to become carriers of an unprecedented anointing that will sweep our nations, that will go beyond Nigeria and go to many other nations. But for anointing not to damage your life, you have to develop a root. Hey, am I confusing you at all? Do you know that when you have seen plants that have no root, do you need an axe to cut them down? Let's talk with me now. Do you need an axe to cut down spinach? Whenever you want to clear your compound of all these maize plants that are no longer producing, you need a very big digger to bring them out. How do you do it? Just your hand like this. Just your hand like this. Just your hand like this. Why is it possible that ordinary hand can uproot a plant? No root. No root. No root. No root. So when the word of God begins to talk about roots, it's very important that we must understand what is the root system. What is the need to bear and to grow roots? But I have said, if you see any tree that is going to be perennial, a tree that when it begins to produce fruit, even for 30 years, you are still getting fruit from it. Who knows what makes that to happen? It is the root. Now, I want to tell you something. Whereas maize that you plant today, in 3 days or 5 days' time, it has come up. Abi? Why did it come up like that? It had no time to grow roots. Maize is too much in haste to shoot out, that it does not have space to go down. And do you know what maize is saying? Every time I pass through the farm of maize, I hear maize telling me something. You know what they are saying? Why do you worry? I am here temporarily. In 2 months, 3 months, I will be finished. Why do I need to take time to grow roots? Me, I am a mere thing. I will soon finish. Don't worry about me. Nobody can build any structure with me. Hey. You can only eat my maize once, and I will not produce more than one cob for you. Once you eat my cob, you are finished. Even if you want to use me for firewood, it is not a serious fire that you will get from my life. Am I right? That's what maize is saying every time. Anybody that has no roots, they are all temporary. Nothing can you achieve with them after the first harvest. They don't have secondary use. They don't have tertiary use. But when you plant palm tree, you plant palm tree at the same time when you plant maize, which one we should have first? Maize. When maize will have finished and gone, your palm tree is still shooting down the roots. Still shooting down roots. If you go and you meet palm tree, why it is shooting down roots, and you look at it, you like this, you are not even coming up quick. He said, I can't come up quick because I'm preparing to last long. I am preparing to become perennial. I'm preparing that many, many generations will eat from my life. That's what Pam is saying. Do you know that some of you in your compound, you grew to meet the palm tree that your father, your grandfather planted? Am I right? Are they still there? Do you know that every part of palm tree is economic? What makes it to be like that? The roots. Who is is going to be like palm tree in this class. Amen. You know the Bible says, even at old age, they will still be flourishing. They will be like the palm tree, who is always producing fruits. Hallelujah. You see, the palm is standing. I've been watching. How many times have you seen any storm? No matter how mighty the storm is, and it broke a palm tree. Check it. Have you seen one storm that was so strong and it broke the palm tree? Never. When the storm is doing like this, do you know what palm tree is saying? I have a root inside. No storm can move me. I have a root inside. No storm can shake me. I am here to last. I am here for many years. When storm of life have come, that brother, that sister that has developed roots, they remain unshakable. They remain perennial. And by the grace of God, they remain ever fruitful. Even when they have grown old, even when everything about them is now old, they are still fresh. They don't know drought. Drought don't affect such plants. The reason is because their roots have gone down to the waterbed and they can survive all weather. Amen. Joshua generation, God will make you perennial plants in the name of Jesus Christ. As I am seeing you now, you will grow long. You will serve long. You'll be fruitful for many years. Many generations will reap from your life. And if you are the one that God has raised in our day, by your hand, the church can only grow bigger. Because there's a root under your feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. We're still talking about roots. Because our team is rooted in Christ. What else do we want to say about roots? I want you to know. Roots is one very, very quietly powerful part of a plant. Where you cannot pass, the root of a tree can crack a rock. Am I communicating? Have you noticed that somebody planted a very big mahogany tree very close to your father's compound? And mahogany was announcing to your father, say, Baba, are you reasonable at all? You are building your house too close to my roots. I will uproot your house tomorrow. If it doesn't happen now, you will remember that I have told you. You know what is the problem? Roots, because it grows underground, it does not respect obstacles. roots because it is shooting underground. It does not fear any concrete you are putting. The reason is because when roots is underground and is growing, I pray that you understand that roots grow. I wish we were in a place where I could have taken you out and show you trees that have roots. It will then be clear to you. The root of a plant, when it has a space to grow, is shooting down under. And it is developing. Sometimes the root of a plant is so fat in diameter that you will think it's a timber. Are you hearing me? Because underground, any house that stands on its path, roots without making noise, we bulldoze it. Something about roots is that it is noiseless. Every other thing is noisy. Are you hearing me? If you have a tree that has grown up like this, you will hear noise. Kara, 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 kara. You can never hear the root making noise. And maybe this is why many young people are no more rooted. Because you grew to like noise. Anything that is not noisy does not catch your interest. But noisy things, we know, are powerless. Noisy things, they only attract attention. They don't have any power. They may shout, but there's nothing more than that. Because roots grows downward. Am I communicating with you? It grows noiselessly. Roots develop without any public notice. Actually, roots does not need limelight to grow. Hi, am I confusing you tonight? No, okay. Roots only grows and grows well in obscurity. Whenever you see a man who wants to be rooted sincerely in Christ, they don't grow roots on the platform like this. Roots are developed in the secret place, in obscurity. And maybe I should say, in darkness. Roots only develop in a dark, humid condition. If you go and meet all these brothers that are planting flowers, planting seedlings and all of that, all those horticulturists, when you go near them, and you see them wanting to develop plants that they want to transplant to go and plant somewhere, where do they keep them? You will see they will use a black cellophane, Abi, and put soil that is also dark. Am I communicating with you? So that it can develop roots. Roots can never grow in a container that that allows light to penetrate. Praise the Lord. Hey, am I communicating at all? Yes. So when roots are to be developed, they are developed in a quiet, noiseless, dark, obscure condition that is humid. Then it will be shooting, to be shooting, to be shooting, to be shooting. Can I go ahead? So when you want to be rooted in Christ, the same process is what God expects, that your life will begin to shoot, not first up. It first shoots down. And when your life is shooting down and developing roots, roots are conquerors. Did you hear me? What I say roots are? They are conquerors. Roots conquers. And when your roots have conquered under, you conquer on top. All those who are more than conquerors, where did they first conquer? They conquer under. So when this verse begins by noting, as you have therefore received Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, full colon, rooted. Rooted. Not superficial. Not on the surface. Not peripheral. Rooted. I said, Lord, there's something you are talking about in our generation. And this night, before we withdraw this to a conclusion, at least for tonight, I would like you to mark this thing I'm dealing with, roots. Now, the last thing I should say about roots, maybe two more things. But the next thing I want to say about roots is that the roots of a correct tree is usually longer than the tree itself. Oh my God. Did you hear what I'm saying? It is out of the abundance of the root that a plant shoots out. This is now confusing you at all. The trees that you see, if you see a tree whose foliage, the branches, and they look as if, yes, it's a very shady tree, or it's a very heavy tree that has plenty leaves and branches, the truth of the matter is that all that you see on top is only a mirror of the root. But because roots are quiet, they are silent conquerors. A tree may be standing somewhere here, and you will be thinking that that's where the tree is alone, until when you start digging the roots, then you will discover that the root of that tree has gone about 2 kilometers. So when you want to shake, you are shaking a tree that has roots. The tree is telling you, you want to shake me? You want to shake me? Get ready to shake all your buildings. Get ready to destroy everything you put together here. Because you don't know that I am under everything. You don't know that as you see me standing here, I'm not standing here. I'm actually, I spread my tentacles 2 kilometers that way, 2 kilometers that way, 1 kilometer this way. And can I tell you one thing I want to tell you, which is very important to me? Roots never stop growing. Roots never stop growing. When you go home, because if you are a scientist, I want you to go and check it. Go around that big tree. Try to dig around it. You will discover that even on the roots, you will see some tiny, tiny, whitish. Eh? What are those ones? They are the shootings of the roots that are planting again. To go this way, to go this way. So when you see a brother, a child of God, a man of God, who is rooted in Christ, one thing I want to tell you is that they have never stopped growing. The growth I'm talking to you about today, it will never stop. It's because roots does not stop growing. Roots continue. Even when a tree seems to have grown to its highest and it appears as if it cannot grow taller again, that doesn't happen to the roots. Roots goes on. And that's why when the roots are growing and spreading and spreading, if that tree does not have space to climb higher, what will happen now? It will begin to do like this. It will begin to become fat and big and big and shoot out another branch here, another branch here. Do you know what is working that out in him? Eh? It's the roots. I don't know how to put it to you this moment because there are the issues that have affected some of our own lives. That's the secret that we discovered, and we cannot let it go. A correct man of God, even at old age, is he doing what? He's still growing. His roots are still shooting. And his root is still penetrating, 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 penetrating. And if you go near the root and say, "Root, why are you still growing?" He said, as long as there is a space to occupy, I am born to do what? To occupy. As long as there is a soil to penetrate, I have been mandated to do what? To penetrate. So the final thing I should say before I leave this matter and then begin to talk to you directly before we pray tonight. Roots is the most protected part of any plant. Hallelujah. When you want security for your life, when you want to go beyond any vicissitude, store your strength where? In your roots. If anybody got annoyed and came and cut the branch of a tree, the tree just smiled. Because the root inside say, "Did they cut you off? Let them watch you." in another 1 month, something bigger, something fresh will shoot out again. And your beauty will come back. That's what roots does. I said the most secure part of any man's life is not on his chest. It's not on his outward appearance. It is where? It is in his roots. So permit me now to now ask you to read that scripture again, because for tonight, that's where we're going to conclude. He said, rooted. So where is the Amplified Bible reader that I want to now assist me? Yes. Yes, can you assist us? Yes. Go ahead. We are now reading verse 7.
And conduct yourselves in union with and conformity to him. Verse 7.
Yes.
Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in him.
All right. Now, I have talked about roots, but now I want to talk about the roots of your being. Everything we have described about roots, it will look as if we are just talking about plant analysis. No. We are talking about the roots of your being. Which means there is something the Bible calls the root of a man's life. You go somewhere in the book of Proverbs, it talks about the roots of the righteous. But now this scripture is saying, being rooted, the root of your being is firmly fixed, established, ever growing in Christ Jesus. We would like to end this, because that's the extent that we shall go tonight. So you will read it again. You are now in verse 7. Yes. Oh, please let him have the mic. Give him the good mic, please.
Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in him.
Have the roots of your being, the root of who you are, the root of your totality, have the root of your being. Yes, have the root of your being
firmly and deeply planted in him.
Firmly and deeply planted in him. Don't go yet. We are coming back. We have not finished that verse. Have the roots of your being firmly, not loosely, not carelessly, not casually, but firmly. And what?
Deeply planted in
and him. Deeply planted in Jesus. Go on reading.
Fixed and founded in him.
Fixed. Fixed and founded in Christ Jesus. Why?
Being continually built up in him.
Now, when your life, the root of your being, when it is firmly and deeply planted and is continuously growing inside, you know the result is that you will continue to do what? To grow up people will begin to rejoice in your life. Ah, Satan will say, hey, we have been looking for how to catch this man, but we could not trace him. The root of his life is hidden somewhere. We have not been able to get it. He's a threat to our kingdom. He's going to bulldoze us if we allow him. But there's nothing we can do about him because his root is deep somewhere. Is firm somewhere. And he is continuously growing. That's why we cannot touch him. May God make you such men. May the Holy Spirit draw you to this experience in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you finish that verse before I now take the last illustration?
Becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith.
You see, when your root is growing downwards and is getting more firmly and deeply planted, and it continues to grow, and you are also beginning to continue to grow up in him, the result, please read the last thing you read now.
Becoming increasingly more confirmed.
You will become increasingly more confirmed, established. Yes, sir.
And established in the faith.
And established in the faith. Yes.
Just as you were taught.
Just as you have been taught. You will not just remain at the level of the teachers. You yourself, something has happened to you, and you are growing. You are developing. You are breaking forth into new grounds. Even those who taught you, they will also come and sit under the shade of your tree and begin to rejoice. They say, wow. So this thing has gone. He said, yes, sir. And when you planted it, it began to shoot down the roots. I didn't come to tell you that anything is happening to me. Roots don't allow us to talk. Roots say, wait. They will see. They will see. They will see when your life breaks forth. And they will praise the Lord because there's a result. May God bring joy to all those who will meet you tomorrow. Those who will encounter you. They say, where are you getting this kind of freshness? And you will smile. From where? From the root. Why are you conquering everywhere? Actually, it is the root that conquers. Everything you see me conquering on the surface, they are only a follow come from the root. May the Lord bless you. But now, the Lord Jesus spoke a parable. You can see that now. And it is that parable that I think in the few minutes, I will end with and draw you to let us pray about it. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, or the book of Matthew, chapter 13, or the book of Luke, chapter 8, you know, I mentioned all that because I want you to know that this parable, every gospeler captured it. It was so fundamental that Matthew could not miss it, Mark did not miss it, and even Luke did not miss it. So any of it that we decide to read will be okay. But because Matthew is the first book in the New Testament, Abby, so open your Matthew chapter 13 and follow me quickly. Now, Jesus spoke many things, Matthew 13 from verse 3. unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. Forthwith, they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. I do pray that what God had been planting on your heart, the birds of the air will not come and pick it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those whose heart is by the wayside, because whatever they heard, they had no understanding of it. So the enemy comes and decides to take it away. And so nothing happens. They just die off like that. But the second one that is my concern tonight, and that concern is a big one, so that you will pray with me. The Bible said, for he that received the seed into a stony place, or what I will refer to as a superficial place, a superficial heart, the same is he that hears the word of God. And straight away, with joy, receives it. This is where it's very, very dicey. You see people that when they hear the word of God, they are very happy. They straight away, they receive it. They receive it. They are excited. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. But then the Bible says there's a problem. What is the problem? What is the problem? Verse 21. Yet has he not root. In who? In himself. Please read that verse 21. Yet he has not root in himself. So when we talk about roots, the root of your being, where should your root be, please? I need to hear from you. It must be the root in yourself, in Christ Jesus. If the root of your being is in something else, I said in the afternoon that any plant whose own root is located on the branch of another plant, what did we call the name of that plant? It's a parasite. Parasites have no root in themselves. They are only parasiting on the nutrients of another plant. And when that plant falls down, automatically they are dead. This particular set of men and women have no root in themselves. They are happy, they are excited, they are zealous, they are dancing, but they have no root in themselves. What happens? It only dure for a while. Just a little while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, by and by, he is offended. And he falls off and dries up. That plant may be excited at the beginning. He's happy. He's joyful. So that's why I want to end by saying, joyfulness, happiness, excitement, dancing around, clapping for preachers, has nothing to do with your root. In fact, it is very confusing to see somebody who looks so excited, but because he has no root in himself, when something comes, you just shake him like this and he's gone. It's such a waste to have men that you put precious seed in their heart, but there's no space for it to grow down before it begins to shoot up. So we want to pray about that tonight. We want to say to God, as you have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, there is one more step. And that step is crucial. Have the root of your being. Are you deeply rooted? Are you more popular than your private life? Are you shooting up and down? But the root under your life is like that of maize. People think you are doing well, but your root is so small, such that even if something wonderful happens now, it will sweep you off. If God should answer your prayer so much, are you hearing me? God answered the prayer of a man that has no root. Do you know, in the excitement of the answer prayer, what will happen to him? He will fall off. Pride will finish him. If heavy rains come from heaven, it will sweep him out because he has no root in himself. This is a matter we are going to pray about tonight. Rooted in Christ Jesus and built up in him. You know that we did not talk about being built up yet, but if we have talked about roots, and your root is taking root downward, being built up will be a small matter. And we are going to only use our third exposition to now look at how now to keep growing and building and shooting out and bringing fruit only after your roots have continued. They didn't stop. They are shooting in. You are shooting in, you are shooting down, you are shooting here. Ah, my God. And your root is saying, my brother, we are going far. This quiet thing I'm doing in your life will make you stand for a long time. It make people to hear you for a long time. When you begin to bear fruit, your fruit will abide. And for many, many years, people will eat from your life. Birds of the air, they'll come and shade under your trees. And people from generation, they'll come and say, whoever planted this man, we thank God for him. May God make your life a blessing to your generation. May you become such a perennial plant in the hand of God. May this Joshua generation be a generation that is perpetual. Did you hear what I said? May your generation become perpetual. One of the things that makes me excited as I'm going around here is that I've seen several of our brothers who have become bishops, who have become archbishops, who have become professors, and I'm watching them. And when I come near to greet them, some say, uncle, you forgot us. I say, I didn't forget you. I'm only amazed that the small seed has become like this. And we cannot predict where they are going. May God do that to you. May this new move of God take us beyond what we have known before. Never has it been that in the entire Anglican communion with our primate city, this kind of mobilization has taken place. You know, it's beyond all we did before, because God is doing something higher. So as I pray with you tonight, and I just want to end by saying, rooted in Christ is the only way to maximize every visitation that God has brought to you. If you are not rooted, the sun will come, the persecution will come, and they will dry you out. If you are not rooted, I see that chicken. You see chicken? Chicken is doing like this. Doing like this. What is he looking for? He's looking for something to pick. So when you have a seed that is not rooted, let chicken come now. You see, they will pick it out. They will run quickly and go and eat it. And tell their friends, there are some other seeds there that are standing loosely under. Nobody has pushed them down to gain roots. Go and pick it. You will never be a victim of the fowl of the air in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you rise up as we pray together tonight? Can you stand up? Can you stand up? Can you lift up your voice and say, Lord, rooted, I want to be in Christ. I want my root, the root of my being, to go downward, to keep growing noiselessly, deeper and deeper. Lord, the root of my life will be a conqueror. It will begin to penetrate. It will break through rocks. And everywhere it shoots, it will conquer the place. It will handle the place. And it will make my life perennial. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand as you talk to God about that quickly. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, this is the kind of man I want to be, Lord. This is the kind of sister I want to grow to become. This is the kind of life I would like to have. And this night, Lord Jesus, as I'm hearing you speak about your plan, that as I've therefore received Jesus, the next critical matter is the root of my being. The root of my being. The root of my life. That is growing downward, that is growing deeper, that is growing and extending and conquering grants, conquering spaces. I don't want to be a vegetable Christian. I don't want to be a maize Christian. I don't want to be those who appear to disappear. I don't want to die with my first fruit. Am I hearing you pray that prayer? Lord, not to die with my first fruit. Not to be scattered with the first exposure. Grow my root for me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. As we are praying, there is a critical need tonight. In the afternoon, in the morning, God began to deal with us, began to visit our lives. And I hear somebody say, well, I will not go out because I've been going like that and it never works for me. I always go back. I know why. The roots of your being. The root that is not deeply planted. The root that did not hook the ground. That was only floating. And this night, we are going to respond to God again. Jesus said, all those who come to me, I will preserve them. I will keep them. I will raise them up in the last day. They will not disappear in my hand. That is the plan of God. Rooted in Christ Jesus. Growing deep. Growing under. And growing wider. All to produce a plan that is standing straight. A plan that is even at old age is still producing. That's the kind of man that God is looking for. Are you there and you are saying, Lord, even tonight I found that my problem is the problem of my roots. I have found that I'm zealous, but there's no root, so I have not been standing. Little things bend me over. Sometimes little sin has been sent to attack my roots. And before I know it, termites have eaten me up. And my life has been perforated. But Jesus stands in our midst again this night. And he says, yes, for you, I have come. For you, I have stretched forth my hand. For you, I have put in a seed. A seed that will stand for life. A seed that will grow for years. A seed that will become a blessing. This night. But his hand is stretched out. And said, whosoever is interested. And said, Lord, I will no longer be a vegetable Christian. That can be caught anytime. In spinach. That Satan will just come and just use his fingernails and cut down. From this night, Lord, change my own story. Give me a root into you. A root into your power. A root into your very life. That the root of your being be firmly and deeply planted in him. Continually growing in him. Enlarging and expanding in him, established, immovable, always abounding in the matter that you have been taught. Tonight, you are outside or you are inside, you are on top or you are down, but the Spirit of God is saying, this night is again your own opportunity for your life to be rooted. The termites, the secret termites of sin, they have ravaged your under. And people just saw that you are drying up. But they don't know why. It's your root. I want to ask those who are saying, tonight, Lord, I've heard your voice again. And I'm hearing that you are saying, it is the root of my being that I must take care of. If you are coming out tonight, you are saying, Lord, root my life. Get me rooted. I'm tired of superficiality. I don't want men to carry me up and down, and before I know it, I am dry. I am finished. If you lift up your right hand to God and say, Lord, this cry of my heart, Jesus, all those that you have called, you want to root them. You want to establish them. You don't want them to appear only to disappear. I don't intend to be a vegetable Christian. I want you to make me one of those oak. He said, the planting of the Lord, oak of righteousness. Those mighty trees that never can shake. That's what God is looking for here. Where are you tonight? And quietly you are saying, Baba, even if no one else is being affected, you are talking to my life now. I want to go and connect with you. I want your roots to become my own. God bless you. If you raise right hand where you are, say, yes, I have been excited, but I now realize that where there's no root, the thing will dry up. So let's pray with you tonight. If you are there and your hand has been shifted up before God and you are saying, Lord, even this night, in the morning you did something and I thank you for that, Lord. But for me, oh God, this night, I need a dip. And I want the choir to give me that little song. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus, daily let me go higher. In the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and why so blessed Lord in the holy world. Do you know the song? You know it? Help us. As we are taking this song, if I yet I pray,
and higher every day,
every day,
and wise,
bless the Lord,
in the gracious holy God.
Now, before you go on, you just sing only the chorus again and again as we go on. Now, all the hands that are saying, Lord, tonight, my desire now to come. I'm coming for roots. I'm coming to be made deeper. I am not interested in superficiality anymore. I don't want to be cut short anymore. I want a deeper experience of you. If God has called you like that, and the Spirit is saying, this is you now, what I want to see is your right hand lifted as you walk down to this altar. Break through everywhere and say, Lord, I'm coming for roots. I'm coming for a depth. I'm coming for what will not disappear. God bless you. As our brothers take that song, if you are coming, because time is not on our side tonight, please run quickly. Our Father in God again is going to stand with me, with all our bishops and archbishops. We can never be tired of crying to God on your behalf. If you are coming, let your hand be above your head and say, I'm coming, Lord. Deeper.
Oh, deeper, yes, I pray.
I'm tired of that superficial superficiality.
Every day.
If you are coming, let me see your hand.
And
if you are running, you need to run fast.
Blessed Lord.
Blessed Lord.
In the precious holy
life. Roots don't grow on the surface.
Oh,
roots don't don't grow.
This prayer. If you are coming, you need to run now. Many times, because you have no root in yourself, you have been caught. You have dried up. Many blessed things bypass you because you are on the surface. Whatever is making your heart to be superficial, God is going to uproot it this night. Whatever is making you to be on the surface and you are not able to grow, you are not able to break forth, a little razor blade just cut you down like that. You thought you were strong, but Satan just used ordinary fingernails and you are down. Sometimes you are in a bus and a young man just makes face to you and you forgot where you are coming from as a young sister. Before you know it, you are gone. This evening you are saying, Lord, take me deeper. Dig me deeper. Cause my root, oh God, in Christ Jesus. I will not be on the surface anymore. If you are coming here, please do that quickly. Hands are stretched out towards you. Heaven is about to bless your life. All our fathers are standing, stretching for their hands because it's important. If this Joshua generation will give us a perpetual move of God, You must become perpetual believers. Are you coming quickly? Are you somewhere up there? And the Spirit of God is saying, but this is your need. This is where your matter is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. If you are coming here, let me see you run. We can't wait again. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Do you know tonight, there are some of you that are even already preaching. But because you have no root, you have been cut down. Your message has become empty. Because you are on the surface. God is saying, come. Let me dig your root for you. Let me change your story. Thank you. Run, 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 please. And say, today, my life must not remain the same again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, dear sister, you must run. That young brother, I want you to put your feet to it now and say, Lord, tonight, tonight, tonight. Yes, my friend. My friend, please run down. Lord, my roots. My roots. I don't want to appear to disappear. I don't want to tell story in my lifetime. Say, when we used to go for Joshua generation, I didn't know what happened. And I still fell. I still went down. No root in yourself. God bless you. That lady, now let me see your right hand lifted. All of you, your right hand lifted. Those that are still coming down, run. Run, please. Run, please. Let tonight mark another point. Let this meeting mark a turning point. Somebody still need to run. Please run. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, those sisters. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those two young men. Thank you, dear sister. Run, run. God is the one calling you to this meeting. God is saying the trouble of your life has been that you have no root in yourself. Any little difficulty finishes you like that. You went to university, we think you are going to do well, but you fizzled out. No root in yourself. You are saying, Lord, tonight, give me root. So, brothers, you will help me sing that song only one more time. Oh, deeper yet I pray,
I am higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in a precious
Thank you. Those men that are coming, you need to run. You need to run. I will soon hand over to our Father in God, who is going to minister back to you. You know, in the afternoon, as they were praying, shackles of darkness were breaking, powers of sin were breaking, superficiality will break again tonight. Hardness, the hard core that did not allow your life to penetrate down. God is going to bulldoze it out now. And the root of your being will begin to shoot forth to bring about the divine plan of God. Young man, if you are coming here, the brother in white, please run. God bless you. Please run. Please run. God bless you. It shall be well with your soul. It will be well with your soul. Thank you, my friend. I still look at a corner there. There is still one life that needs to run. You can't walk again. You just need to run now. We can't wait for you anymore. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sir. Yes, sir.
Our Archbishop is going to lead you in this prayer. Please stretch forth your hand as he leads you now. And whatever is asking God to do in your heart, in your life, it shall be so. Even if you come here in bondage, it shall be broken. If you came sick, you'll be healed. If any power sat on your life before, the root is going to break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, sir. Thank you.